I am Daniel White III, president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 67 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on planet Earth to do something great for His glory. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished speaking at a meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, many years ago. And as I was walking through the airport, as was my custom, I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety, probably before I landed in Atlanta. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the Word of God and the power of God, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Charles R. Swindoll, the great teacher of the Bible. He said, "The habit of always putting off an experience until you can afford it, or until the time is right, or until you know how to do it, is one of the greatest burglars of joy. Be deliberate. But once you've made up your mind, jump in." Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part 5 of step 10, consider deliberate delay. You aren't suggesting that people should follow Napoleon's example and delay answering letters for a couple of weeks, are you? Ordinarily, no. If you definitely intend to answer a letter and know what your answer will be, you should reply immediately. Pardon me. No question about it. In fact, if I were to recommend a military leader as a model of organizational efficiency, instead of Napoleon, I think I would select General George C. Marshall, whom Winston Churchill described as the organizer of victory. Marshall made it a rule to answer every letter, every memo, every note on the day it was received. I wouldn't argue that his avoidance of procrastination was the principal factor in Marshall's administrative brilliance, but it was certainly significant, and the self-discipline it involves is an essential ingredient of character. On the other hand, I think that with letter writing or email writing or any other activity, there sometimes are benefits to be gained by watchful waiting. And I don't consider that to be procrastination. I think it's more aptly described by the phrase benign neglect. Fiddling with a problem may do more harm than good. Ignoring it and letting nature take its course is sometimes smarter and may be wiser. Often, though, is more than just leaving something alone. Often, the purpose is to give an idea time to incubate. Lord willing, dear friends, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now it is time for us to pray our prayer together that we pray together at the end of each podcast. It's called the Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.